Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Well, thank you for your help with these. You haven't disappointed me today. Loads and loads of you getting involved with different home hacks. Just some of them I've heard before, some of them I haven't, but all of them very, very useful. And we love hearing them. The WD-40 ones we were talking about giving you first, a few more of those. Black scuff marks, vinyl flooring. Also, the glue that squeezes out between vile tiles after they laid. Don't need to wash the floor. You do need to wash the floor after, rather, because it will be sippy. But WD-40, brilliant for those. If you are using WD-40, though, for any swivel mounts or anything like that, door hinges, don't be tempted to spray it and stuff with moving electronic parts, because quite often it can really damage them. But if you are looking for to remove crayon on walls, spray it on, wipe off, gone with WD-40. Old paint, WD-40 restoring any paint that might need a little bit of to look new. And the other one that actually I didn't realise, my son works in a shop and he comes into contact with lots of car grease and oil. The jacket looks pretty bad the other day. Used WD-40 to get the grease out of his clothes and it really worked. That's interesting. Never would have thought it did that as well. So it's a useful one. Okay, others. Put two or three lumps of sugar in with the cheese. Stops it going green mouldy. To remove fat from soups or gravies, take the outside leaves from a romaine lettuce, which you'd normally throw away, wipe them over the soup or gravy, and the fat sticks to them beautifully. Yes. Easy way to cut brownies? Plastic knife. Goes through them a lot easier. Other than salt and water to make it boil faster, use a little bit of vinegar, especially for potatoes, keeping them whiter. Sticking with the vinegar, any smells at all, be it in your car, of wet dog, your bins, whatever else, even though the smell of vinegar is rank, if you leave an unopened container of vinegar, you'll have to put up with the smell for 5 minutes afterwards, but it absorbs the smell of whatever it is you're looking to absorb. I tried this the other day with the bin. By the way, has anyone noticed the smell of the silage, like, for on and off for the last week? Isn't it absolutely rank, particularly around the Greystones area? The whole place absolutely stinks. So I'm afraid you don't have a hack for that. But if anyone does, apart from a peg on your nose, they might let me know, because it's absolutely gross. My daughter actually said she brought in her face mask to school the other day, and she said it was because she couldn't stand the smell in the yard. If you're looking to make potatoes fluffier when you're mashing them, add a pinch of baking soda. They'll turn out really fluffy and taste better too. And also, other than salt and water, you had that one, vinegar. Separate eggs. Take a small funnel, crack an egg into it. The white will automatically slip through, leaving the yolk intact in the funnel. And we're next cooking a leg of lamb. Stab holes into it. Stuff them with pieces of garlic. And if you get the garlic in far enough, it'll dissolve during cooking and not only add flavour, as we know it's lovely with lamb, but also tenderness to the meat. There you go. Thank you for that, Barbara, this morning. Keep your home hacks coming into us and we'll get to more of them next week.